daddy, la-di, daddy, do. Here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time, oh yeah, to begin another thrilling episode of the dubious goals, yeah. Dubious goals, come do. Yep. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Commit To. My name is Tobe. A personage of legend. I'm not sure who's legend. Probably my own. Still feeling pretty legendary as usual. Because I'm down at the creek and I was just looking for owls, looking at the owl tree, and I don't see much of anything, and there's golfers on the golf course because it's a lovely day. It's mostly overcast, but it's about 17, 18 degrees. Probably will get a little bit warmer than that. There is a slight breeze, but not much of anything. There's golfers on the golf course. I think today is Sunday, which it would explain everything. And so I thought maybe this would be a really good time to look for golf balls. Because there's probably been some golfers golfing this morning. And if golfers be golfing, then golfer be losing golf balls. Right? Yeah. So let's come down here into the creek. Walking down into the little zone where we always come down, the main area, if you will. I actually came down here last night right before the sun went down. I thought, well, today was Saturday, it was kind of warm, maybe it was a nice day, maybe people were out golfing. And I came down here last night with the reacher grabber. There's a white ball in the water that wasn't there. Came down with the reacher grabber, and there wasn't anything down here, but then I went down to the other end and I saw something red in the water, and I got kind of excited, but then I remembered, no, it was a red bottle cap that fooled me last time. But I decided to go for it anyway. I had to do a little bit of work, had to use the reacher grabber, but it was a red golf ball, and it was a good red golf ball. It was a Top Flight number one. Red, glossy, yeah. Now there's a white golf ball right down there. I can't tell if it's something weird or not. Am I looking at a logo, or is there something on it? It's kind of difficult to get down there. And it is just a white golf ball. Why am I overly concerned? Kind of looks like a precept. All right, I'm going to back away. I'm going to back away. I'm going to start walking upstream a little bit. Walking upstream. See if we've got any other golf balls up here. See, there's a yellow across the creek on the bank. And there's a white up there on the bank. There's a squirrel on the tree. And, not a whole hell of a lot going down. Okay, that's cool too. Let's walk up here a bit. Is there anything like golf balls up here? No. Are there any things like owls up here? Don't see any yet. And I was just gonna say, it's kind of quiet. Okay, but now we're getting some bird chirps here and there. Also, the Weather Channel said that, didn't say it was raining, But it said we're near rain. Near rain how? In time? In place? And I thought that was a dumb thing to say. And not particularly precise. Anyway, walking. When I came down here last night, I spooked some wood ducks, and they flew down to the other end of the creek. And then when I went down to the other end of the creek, I spooked them again, and they flew back up here. So the wood ducks are back. We've seen mallards and wood ducks down here, and possibly a teal. I don't think it was, though. Chirrup, chirrup. We got birds a-chirruppin'. They's a-chirruppin' at me. Chirruppin', burruppin'. Okay. There's not a lot of action down on this end. Let's turn around and start heading towards the other golf ball zone. Oh, damn, the wind is really starting to pick up. Okay, that's fine. All right, let's see what we got going on this end. I gotta make my way around this branch that fell down and is so inconvenient. Do we have any ducks down here today? Oh, I don't see any duckies. And I'm immediately scanning for golf balls. Oh, nope, there's the ducks. We got two ducks. We got a mallard pair, male and female, swimming upstream. Yeah, they don't freak out like wood ducks do. If they feel threatened, they just kind of, all right, we'll just turn around. What are all these bubbles coming up out of the creek? Is there somebody down in there? Doesn't look like it. Yeah, mallards tend to be a little more chill. A little more chill than wood ducks. Ah, that's for sure. Okay, I've had this weird thing going on with my knee this morning. And it might be both knees. And I thought it was going to be bad, then I thought it was going to be fine, and then it got weird again, and then it kind of hurts. And that's like, is it going to go out or not? Is my knee going to fail or not? It's in that halfway zone that I don't like. You know, either fail or don't. Don't do all this fake-ass crap. Okay, anyway, this is where I found that red ball right there. And the ducks are swimming around the corner there. Hi, Mr. Quacky. Swimming around the island. Ooh, what was that sound? Oh, that's just a burb. Birds flipping leaves. There are people playing golf. I can hear them. And apparently they're not losing a lot of golf balls today because I'm sure not finding any. All right, I've gone about as far as we can go. This is where we would normally cross the creek by hopping on rocks. Where did all the rocks go? Suddenly, there's no way to cross. The ducks are swimming. I can see a white golf ball on the island. Maybe a logo ball. So, yeah, there's golf balls over there. There's a yellow or something in the water right across there. So there are the occasional golf ball, but it's just, there's no glance. Gablan. They don't appear to be golf balls that I want. There are some random, undesirable golf balls down here in the creek today, along with mallards, because I like duckies. But there are no golf balls in any accessible areas. whether I want them or not. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, there's no golf balls down here today. And I was gonna complain, but then I realized, you know, this is perfectly okay. Because it's a nice day. It's a good golfing day. There's gonna be some more golfers. I can come down here tonight after the golf day is over and check again for more golf balls. That'll be fun. That'll be something I can look forward to today. Tonight. Looking around, just triple checking every spot. Yeah. Surprisingly, golf ball free. This is the golf ball free zone today. I don't like it. Makes me want to get on a train. And not only do I want to get on a train, I want to get on my favorite train ever. All right, so I'm going to climb out of the creek here, and we're going to get onto the platform at the train station at Nippori. And I need to sit down because my knee is starting to get really weird. So we're just going to jump onto this train here. Yeah. And let me sit down. What the hell is going on with my knee? And my other knee is acting a little bit weird too. Did I sleep weird? I must have slept weird. Anyway. So, where are we going? Well, we need to go up to Synth Zone 4, which is in Komagame. And I think that stop is right after Tabata, so pay attention. Somebody pay attention. Okay, so anyway, this is going to take about 10 minutes. So what else do we talk about? All right, here we go. We're on our way. Next stop, Nishi Nippori. So anyway, last night, before I went looking for golf balls down in the creek, I was actually out eating dinner with my friend Brian. And that was very entertaining. I got caught up on what he's doing and what his kids are doing. And his kid, he's got a, what, 9 or 10 year old son? Yeah, Nishi Nippori coming up next. And he recently bought a 3D printer for his kid. Just so his kid could print stuff out. The kid doesn't design anything. So it's like, yeah, but anyway, Brian presented me with something that the kid had printed out, and it was a glow-in-the-dark butterfly knife. A plastic glow-in-the-dark butterfly knife, and another little fidgety thing of some kind. I don't know what the thing is supposed to be, but I like it. Two interlocking pieces that also glow in the dark, but it's this glow in the dark butterfly knife that's been cracking me up. I've got sitting right over there. It's hilarious. I just enjoy the idea of the kid, you know, printing out butterfly knives. That's just hilarious. You know what kind of effort we had to go through to get a butterfly knife at that age, back in the day? I mean, good God, people. So, along with the other, or the 3D printed stuff, we also discussed multiple things like the Royal Game of Ur, which is a long story why we are into it, but it starts with him. It's his fault. It's all Brian's fault. He had a copy of it when we were kids, and we played it a couple times, and it was... It's a very interesting game. And I told him I got this. Okay, Tabata is coming up next. So we're getting closer. And we were discussing gaming and stuff, and Brian's starting to feel his age, saying, oh, isn't it weird how we used to go to the Dragon's Lair as kids, and now I got to take my kids to the Dragon's Lair. And apparently his kid is playing D&D. And you know, I've got some stuff. You know, I've got this dungeon that it's not much of a dungeon. It's just some pieces of cut up styrofoam that I painted and sort of made into a little cave system so that, you know, you can run miniatures through there and play dungeon crawl, right? So I'm thinking I kind of need to get rid of that stuff, get it off my kitchen counter because it's sitting there. It's been sitting there forever. And the irony is I actually made it for his other kid, his older kid, who is now in college and does not play Dungeons & Dragons anymore. So, yeah, there you go. Maybe I should just drop it off. Here you go. And I've got a couple of miniatures that I made for it, and there's some accessories like little doors and like cage bars sort of things. And so I'm wondering if I should trade that stuff to the kid in exchange for that glow-in-the-dark butterfly knife that he made for me. It's so funny. I kind of like it. Everybody needs a glow-in-the-dark butterfly knife. I mean, seriously. Anyway, so I had a delicious hamburger. It was super good. What did Brian have? He ordered an appetizer of spanakopita, and that was really good. And he had the beef kebab, another classic at the Greek diner. That's where we were. Yeah, okay. Komagome is coming up here. This is our stop. Let me stand up. Why is my knee being so damn weird? JY10. Oh, I also saw a great game last night. That was the other thing I was going to tell you. I was watching AFL, Aussie football, and it was it's probably the greatest game I've ever seen. It was Brisbane versus, was it Collingwood or Canberra? I don't remember. I don't know if I even knew. But the other team, one team got up by many goals. They were so far ahead, there's no way they could lose. It was like 65-14 at the halftime, with Brisbane being down. And they came back. They came all the way back and they won by like 25 points. The final score was like 100-76 or something like that. All right, this is our stop. Let's get the hell out of this train. Okay, now what am I looking for? That's my cue. I'm looking for a very special door. And this is the door right over here. I can see it from here. Oh, let these people go by, get through the door here, and yeah. We take a few steps down here, and we turn this corner, and boom. Guess where we are? We are in Synth Zone 4. So, let's plug some stuff in. This needs to get plugged into here. Gunk. It's not going in. There we go. Okay. Now we plug this into here like this. We plug this into here like this. Ka-chunk. And do we have synth? Oh, we got synth. Listen to just how damn synthy it is. Now, instead of going through all the regular crap that we've been going through recently, I'm going to flip open this manual real quick because I'm looking for the thing that will tell me how to do a thing. Because you know how I am. I just want to change some stuff up here, and we're going to slow things down a hair. And I have nothing more to talk about, so let's start it up. That delay sounds weird on that thing with this beat. Let's see if we have to take it out or not. Yeah, that doesn't work for me. Okay. We could kill it. Or do we really want to try to undo that? I don't know. Let's see what that bass line sounds like. Where are we here? Just drop it in. That's fun. That doesn't work anymore, does it? Not really. What if we were to undo this, put this back to this? It's a little loud now. Maybe. We got a lead line in here somewhere too, right? When can we drop that in? How about right about now? We need to tighten that up. Adjust the filter. That doesn't work for me. Maybe getting closer. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Drop it. The problem with this is that the bass line, the squelchiness of the bass is kind of... Okay, that's a maybe. Stop. And something is super duper clippy. What is so damn clippy? I don't know. I don't know, he says, and I don't think this is really working out. Is this really doing anything for anybody? It's strange at best. But go. I can't say that I'm overly thrilled with this. Let's stop it again and do something different. Let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Let's take this up to some trance speeds here. And we'll reset a few things. Should we change the drum machine? We're still using the old CR78. It's a classic. Let's hear what it sounds like when the 78 goes all trancey. All right. And do we need our little echo boops back? Let's see. Oh, I think we do. That's tasty flavor of rhythm. Bass. Beauty. Snare drum. Where'd he go? Okay. 16th note hi-hats, anyone? Come on, it's classic for trance. You gotta do it, right? You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta get back on the train to go home.